Hey everybody, Nick Espinoza, your chief security fanatic here. And in Russian news, Russian hackers have hit a U.S. water plant. And actually, they've done it more than once. And can we finally admit we're just basically in a state of war when it comes to hacking? Our infrastructure is being hacked left and right, whether it's Colonial Pipeline, water and wastewater. I've talked about that for years now. This is a huge, huge issue. Now, this latest one comes essentially, at a time where we obviously have a precarious relationship with Russia as a result of Ukraine and everything else that's going on in the world. But the publication The Record had a pretty good write-up on what's going on right now. And so let's dive in, because a threat actor known as the Cyber Army of Russia posted a video on a Telegram channel over the weekend showing how the attackers allegedly interacted with the systems at the Tipton Wastewater Treatment Plant, obviously in Tipton, Indiana. Now, the group hasn't published any other details about the attack, but Indiana officials told CNN that the plant indeed was the victim of a cyber attack this past Friday evening, quote, prompting plant managers to send maintenance personnel to investigate the suspicious activity. Now, the general manager of Tipton Municipal Utilities, or TMU, said to CNN that the facility was targeted but wasn't actually compromised. Quote, TMU experienced minimal disruption and remained operational at all times. Now, the enterprise operates four separate utilities to serve the city of Tipton and surrounding areas, and they serve electric power, water, and wastewater collection and treatment as well. And so obviously hitting them in a centralized manner could seriously disrupt the area of Tipton, Indiana. Now, the investigation into the recent incident is still ongoing, and so we don't know much about how they got in, et cetera, but obviously a report will be coming soon. Now, the Cyber Army of Russia announced its purported operation against TMU a few days after the Google-owned security firm Mandiant released a report claiming that a group linked to another Russian state-sponsored actor known as Sandworm was responsible for an attack on a water facility in Texas back in January. That attack actually caused a tank at the water facility in Mule Shoe, Texas, to overflow, halting operations. And that obviously is not good. And we've talked about others. There was one in Pennsylvania that was traced back to the Chinese. I've also talked about the Inspector General report that showed that we have over 50,000 water and wastewater districts across the entire United States. Overwhelmingly, 60-70% of them are not properly secured. And this is critical infrastructure. Oldsmar, Florida, a few years ago, somebody tried to introduce lye into the water system, and if they hadn't caught that by accident almost immediately and reversed that, you could have potentially seen the poisoning of 15,000 humans, not to mention every animal that drinks from that water supply. So this is a huge issue, but it really underscores, one, the need that we need to spend on critical infrastructure. And infrastructure spending is not sexy to the government, but it is absolutely needed because everybody's hacking everybody right now. But also understand, if things start to escalate across the world, you know, where we are launching straight out cyber attacks or actual attacks against, let's say, an adversary like Russia, along with NATO, their response is going to be to start shutting these systems down, is to start causing geographical wide areas. And remember, the Russians were able to shut down a nuclear power plant and kill a phone system for about 250,000 Ukrainians back in 2015 as a dry run test of their capabilities. So make no mistake, if we start seeing this, it's going to have severe economic outages, or severe outages, which will cause panics and severe economic problems for the United States. This is a huge issue. So I can't ring this bell fast enough. We need to make sure we're securing everything. And with that, I'll leave it at that. But you can't say you haven't been informed. So go write your member of Congress. We'll see what happens. And please like, share, follow me here on Facebook and Twitter at Nick AESP. And please feel free to subscribe to me at YouTube as well. And as always, stay safe, stay online, and please attempt to stay private. Thanks, everybody.